speaker designee, Mark Ferrandino. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
First, I want to ask, do you feel any additional pressure coming in as speaker and then also being the first gay speaker the state's ever had?
I feel a lot of pressure given just the enormity of the role and the responsibility of becoming speaker of the House. Being the first gay speaker, you know, I don't think that that's, you know, a fact of what the position is. Being able to be the speaker and have that responsibility, no matter if I was the first gay speaker, if I was, you know, any individual coming into this office, there's a huge responsibility on my shoulders. And, you know, I take that very seriously and really want to, over the next 2 years, build upon the work we've been pushing over the last couple of years and really solve some of the big problems we face in our state.
Is there a certain type of leadership style you're hoping to have?
My philosophy in governing is cooperation. Really getting people to a table and sitting around that table and talking about what is the goals we're trying to accomplish, what are the values that we bring to the table. Most of the time, if you can get people to sit down and talk about an issue and talk about what they're trying to achieve, you can find the right policy priorities and policy outcomes that actually achieve those goals that you can get a consensus around. So how do you do that? How do you bring everyone around a table, talk about the policies, and get compromise? That's what the legislature is supposed to do. We haven't seen that much in Washington. In Colorado, actually, we've seen it more often than not. I want to continue that. I want to make sure that some of the big issues we have to tackle are done in both a bipartisan fashion and with all the different interested parties.
Can you just point to some of the big issues and some of the sticking points you think lawmakers will be grappling with?
You know, the biggest issue, of course, as we always deal with, is the budget and the long-term structural issues. The governor's final report from TBD Colorado just came out and talked about how we have a structural budget problem that needs to be addressed. I hope we can find a solution where both Democrats and Republicans come together and say, we need to make the key investments in our state, especially in our P20 education system. We also have issues around oil and gas. The Colorado Oil and Gas Commission is working on some rules. Hopefully they can come to a good compromise there, but if not, I think the legislature will have to look at the issues.
With oil and gas, are you referring to just setback distances from drilling wells to homes and schools?
You know, I think that's the most contentious issue right now that the commission is looking at. Hopefully they can come up with a good compromise. But I know there's a lot in my caucus and a lot in the legislature in both parties who are concerned and have constituents concerned about oil and gas exploration as it moves into the metro area. You know, we also, you know, have issues around jobs in the economy. We are seeing a recovery take hold. Colorado is in a good position to recover, but we can't sit on our laurels and allow the economy to continue the way it is. We need to see how we can make those key investments to ensure that we're growing the economy at a faster pace. We're in this state have a limited economic development budget, but we can use it wiser and better than any other state. And so we need to work on that and try and do that. So, you know, those are some probably the key issues. The other one, education. The governor's budget proposal starts to stop digging the hole we've done in K-12 funding over the last couple of years and starts to put a little more money in there. Our priority as the Democratic caucus is to try and put as much money we can to K-12 education. And we're going to continue to push for that through the legislative session.
Great. I think that's all we have time for. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.
That was Speaker Designee Mark Ferrandino. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.